This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
So Doug Wilson has been very busy, and we're pleased that he took a couple of minutes here to chat with us on NHL Live. It's Doug Placey and EJ Raddick in New York. So have you been busy today?
It's been a busy couple of weeks in this business, but you guys know how that works.
So let's go to Brad Stewart. I know you wanted to him to come back. He wanted to come back. The deal maybe was officially announced today, but tell us about getting him back in the fold.
Well, I think he fits in really well with our defense. I mean, we've got four right shot defensemen in Danny Boyle and Brent Burns, Justin Braun and Jason Demers, and then Mark Edward Vlasic and Douglas Murray on the left side. And, you know, we had Colin White and Jimmy Vandermeer on the left side, but Brad comes in with his NHL playoff experience, his Stanley Cup experience. We know him well. He was our first round pick many years ago, and it's to me, it just fits really well with our defense.
Hey, Doug, last year around this time, you were busy making over the team with some big trades. You moved Danny Heatley out of there. You know, you just made some other deals. You got Brent Burns in there. How has it been this year over the last couple of weeks? Have there been as many conversations, as many phone calls as there were last year at this time?
I think there's been a lot of chatter, EJ. I think a lot of it has to do with you know, probably not a lot of people going to be available in the UFA market, and that that kind of leads you to the place that people are looking to build their teams and exploring any way that they can add to their team, and it seems like trade discussion seems to be a priority right now.
Yeah, one of the managers that we talked to on the show yesterday, I think it was Don Maloney, said that he does foresee a few more deals between now and July 1st, that he even was saying he probably talked to 10 general managers yesterday. You feel like the phones are busy?
Well, they are. We're pretty fortunate. We're loaded in the two areas where I think there's a lack of supply for the demand that's out there, and that's the center position and defense. So, you know, we've got, you know, with Thornton, Couture, and Pavelski, Marlowe, and Desjardins down the middle, and then all the defensemen that we have, that I think that's really spurred a lot of teams calling us. We're actually looking for some wingers, and, you know, if we were searching out for centermen or D-men right now, I guess we'd probably be making a lot of calls, too.
Hey, Doug, now that you've had some time, I know that you always like to take some time to kind of, you know, it's an emotional thing to watch your team during the season, in the playoffs when you don't win. You like to step back and give it some time to, you know, kind of just let things settle in. For you now, as you look back on what happened this year and what happened in the first round against St. Louis, I mean, what are the things that come to mind on why it just didn't go the way you wanted it to this year?
Well, we didn't play very well against St. Louis all year long. You've got to give them credit. Our penalty killing was atrocious this year. We were 29th in the league, and in the playoffs, we were probably the worst of any team.
Hey, Doug, why do you think you were so bad in that area?
Well, I think there's a combination of reasons, and what we try to do is you attack the problem, not the people. I don't think we were aggressive enough. The penalty killing approaches that most of the teams in this league, there's one consistency to them. They also lead the league in shorthanded goals, so you want to pressure people all over the ice, move as a unit. I don't think you can be passive and reactive, and I think it crept into our game, and we're going to address our penalty killing. Certainly how we approach it, who we use, and that is, if you've got a flaw like that, good teams are going to attack it. We played really well against the majority of teams that you would perceive as talented top teams in this league, but we struggled against some teams that beat us on special teams.
Well, you know your own team better than anyone, but also really it was apparent in the Stanley Cup Final, the Kings and the Devils are really two teams that are very aggressive on the penalty kill.
Yeah, just not only on their penalty kill, but on their forecheck, and you know, in this league, you know, you want to be going after people. And, you know, that's kind of our identity and our model. We have to reestablish that again. And when you have a weak penalty kill, it almost makes you tentative in other areas where you can't, you know, physically go after people or react to certain things because you're worried about not being able to kill the penalty. And that's really what happened to us. It crept into our game. We will go back to being aggressive in everything that we do, and particularly in the penalty killing.
How about the goaltending, Doug? Anthony Niemi came in. This is a guy who's won a Stanley Cup, so he's got the credentials, you know, and you have Thomas Greiss playing behind him there. Do you feel that's an area that you need to maybe tweak or be better in, or does Anthony just have to be a little bit more consistent? He was good for stretches, and they had other stretches when he struggled.
Well, I think it's how you defend your goalie, too. Mm-hmm. His save percentage is outstanding in 5-on-5, and our penalty killing, everybody's responsible for that. We didn't block enough shots. We were passive, gave too much space. He has won a cup. He beat us in a series a couple of years ago.
Yep.
We know how good he can be. Thomas Greiss is a very good goaltender. But I don't think that we really in our own zone played as well as we could, especially a man short.
Doug Wilson, a 1982 Norris Trophy winner. The Hall of Fame announcement today, the class of 2012. No defensemen representing there. I don't know how you feel about that. But what about the four players that got in, and how about a couple of the guys that got left off, including a couple coaches?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've been on the phone all day, so I don't even know. I will go back to your first thing. As we all know, defensemen are the most important part of any team.
Yes.
If there's none that went in today, shame on them.
I'll give you a couple of names. The four guys that did go in today were Joe Sakic, Matt Sundin, Adam Oates, and Pavel Bure. And I'll ask you about Adam Oates, because as a defenseman, I mean, you know what it's like to play against a guy who's so clever and so tricky as a playmaker. I mean, outside of Wayne Gretzky, Adam Oates might have been the best playmaker that ever played in this game. Give me your thought about working against him.
Brilliant hockey mind, great hockey sense. I mean, just the nuances of where to go on the ice, the plays to make. He played with some great wingers, but he helped make them great. As far as the other guys that you brought up, all tremendous players and certainly deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
One last thing for me, Doug. How about the draft? You know, coming back from Pittsburgh, you haven't picked, you know, very high in a long time, making the playoffs every year. How about your first-round pick and a couple of the other picks that you got?
Really excited. We got a guy, Thomas Hertl, who is a big centerman who played at a really good World Juniors. He played in the men's league last year in Czech. We think he's going to be a very important piece for us in a couple of years. Then we got Chris Tierney in the second line, the second round from London. We got a guy, Christophe Lalancette from the Quebec League. Danny O'Regan, who was actually born in Berlin. His dad played in Pittsburgh. So we really like our draft. A couple of defensemen, Cliff Watson and Joachim Ryan later on. We feel that we really replenished and refreshed our organization, and we needed to do that.
You know, it's funny, Doug, that Daniel O'Regan there, Craig Button, who was working with us on our draft coverage, said he reminds him a lot of Joe Pavelski. I mean, do you draw any of those comparisons as well, watching a young O'Regan?
We try not to compare players, but that one would be a fair one. So I'll let you say that you did that. But he's a very competitive kid. We're pleased. I mean, it's funny. We do pick a lot of first-round picks, Deb. I just happen to trade them, though. I'm the bad guy here.
All right. Thanks so much, Doug. Good luck the next week. I'm sure we'll talk to you after July 1st.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Doug.
All right. That's Doug Wilson.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.